Hello, this is Dendria Vera of the Community Archive Center, and we are at the Mate branch of the Tacoma Public Library on April 8th, 2023. And I am here with
Ronald Dell Morrison.
Ronnie, it's so good to meet you.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and launch into the questions. What does this neighborhood mean to you?
Home, everything, family. I've never felt anywhere at home more, and I'm originally from Louisiana, and I thought I would never love anywhere more than Louisiana. So it's community, it's close-knit. I feel included here. I do. Like, I go places and people recognize me, and it's like, oh, snap. That's pretty dope.
So you don't feel like you're a stranger to anyone?
No, man.
Oh, no, wow. Man. Like, that is a beautiful thing to say about Tacoma and about the East Side.
Yes.
Did you want to say more? Go ahead.
I've coached here on the East Side Community Center. That place is amazing to me because I see all the little kids and my kids grow. And it feels like that whole, and when somebody say it takes a village, like we all get to know each other's kids and we see each other out and we know it's like, we watch out for each other. That's how East Side has done for me. Moving to East Side was amazing.
Yes. All right. I love that we compare it to Louisiana. Okay.
Yes, that. Yeah, the hospitality. I received that so much here.
Next prompt is, how has this neighborhood shaped you to be who you are?
It probably to care more because, like I said, being from Louisiana, that was my home at first. When I moved here, it was just like I was an outsider. It was like I didn't know where I fit in. I worked in Seattle. I worked all over Western Washington being an iron worker. And then when we moved here and we got started doing all the community things, people just always welcomed me in. I coached soccer. I've coached baseball, basketball. And it's pretty awesome to see, like, I'll be at the store and a kid be like, hey, coach, or a parent be like, hey, you coach my kid. And it's just like, they just always, it's more welcoming. So I always enjoy that. And giving back to the neighborhood, like, oh, yo, we got to take care of the streets and volunteering because it's the place where I live. My kids are going to hopefully live if they don't branch out. So, yeah.
So Tacoma taught you to care.
Yes.
All right. I'm just summarizing, you know, as I go here.
Yes, ma'am.
These are things that I'm learning about my own city that I live in because, of course, I have my own ideas. But when I hear from other people, it makes me opens my eyes wider.
Yes.
Please share a story or two about life in your neighborhood.
My children do a lot of activities, and we go places, and like I said, just like the other kids be like, hey, coach, they say hey to someone that I probably didn't know from, like, their ballet recital, and they be like, oh, you did great in that performance. It's like, oh, you seen my child perform. That is so cool. Like, actually being a part. I lived in Seattle, and it never showed me that close, like quilted community. Tacoma, East Side, especially East Side, give it to me. We still travel to South Side, and it's awesome over there, too. But East Side's really welcome us all the way to the dog parks where people know your dog before they know you. Like, hey, that's Bluey. Bluey lives on Tacoma Street. And you're like, and I do live on Tacoma Street. So that's pretty awesome also.
So that worked out.
Yes.
What's another story that you have to share about? And maybe it's about something that happened to you or something that happened to one of your kids or...
That's so many stories.
I know. Which one's popping into your head?
My son had a performance for Tiger Tao Karate at the East Side Community Center. And then, like a week later, we seen someone that walked up to us and say, his son seen my son perform at the performance, and now his son was signing up for the perform, like, to join the dojo. So that was pretty cool. Like, they never even knew it existed. They just popped in, and to see a kid inspired by my son, he was so awesome. Like, oh, crap. Like, that kid seen me. Like, someone knows me, and now they do karate together. And it was like, wow, you inspired someone, another kid that wouldn't have done that.
See, and that can happen at any age.
Yes.
That's what I think is so amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. So our interview has come to an end.
Yes.
But I just really want to thank you for injecting me with that positivity about Tacoma, about the grit city,
yes,
the city of destiny.
City of destiny.
Thank you so much, Ronnie.
You're welcome.